Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Foggy Bottom Pictures presents the Scary Octopus Records Halloween Hootenanny. Join us Saturday, September 28th at the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg for a night of music and spooky hijinks. Enjoy performances from Sonny Ledford, The Pie Tasters, and Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, all in support of the good people at Mission 22. Don't miss the 12-inch Halloween Hootenanny official record release featuring new music from The Pie Tasters, Reverend Peyton, Sonny Ledford, and Ponytails and Cocktails. There will be giveaways, a silent auction, exclusive merchandise, and much more. VIP tickets have already sold out, so get your tickets now before it's too late at www.tallyhotheater.com.
Hello, friendos.
Toast name is Chad Dukes.
And I am burdened with glorious purpose.
It's the Chad Dukes Radio Show.
It's not free FM.
So give Chad a call. Here's the number.
385-645-5375.
It's Miller time.
What is that, Lil? 12 hands in a row? Dukes, you son of a bitch, nobody's that lucky.
Now here's your host, the Big Silly.
Chad Dukes.
Charlie Hotel.
Alpha.
Delta. Yeah, Dukes. Dig it.
There, but for the grace of God, do with me.
Where the nickel-sized hell and the damage in wins. We rode over New York, never let us back in. We blew out the lights, kicked the windows in. And when the law showed up, said they're gonna have to take us in. They're scared of my music.
Welcome everybody to the Free Friday episode of the Chad Dukes Show. You motherfucking chintzy takers, you don't wanna pay for shit. Welcome. However you find the show, however you listen, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to hopefully occupy an hour of your time until we move closer to grim death. It is the Shootster. It is Friday the 27th. Thank you very much for listening to the program. If you are listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you find your free podcasts, and you're not going to subscribe to the Chad Dukes Show full-time, we can still part as friends, but I will need you to leave a five-star review. It really is the least you can do, considering everything you've done to me. Yeah, five-star review. I don't know how to do it either, but I don't know. You figure it out. Shoot me a DM. Big weekend for your pal. We had four really good episodes of the Chad Dukes Show this week. Tonight, if you're listening to this on Friday, we are celebrating because Tapawingo is down in Richmond at the Richmond International Film Festival, playing at the Bird Theater. And if everybody knows about the Bird, I don't know if you heard about the Bird, but yeah, hopefully some of you are maybe listening to this on your way out to see Tapawingo. That's a little movie I'm in. It's not a little movie. It's actually a pretty decent-sized movie. John Heder, Gina Gershon, Billy Zane. There's a whole bunch of people that you're going to recognize in this film. Don't judge it just because I'm in it. Don't not give it a shot just because it's me also in there in a role with speaking parts. Not only do I have speaking parts, but I actually get into a little melee action, little Pier 6 brawl with Napoleon Dynamite himself, John Hader boy, who was such a nice man. I believe he's going to be at the screening tonight. So if you want to go on out, there are people that are going to be watching the movie that can potentially help the movie get put in front of other people, namely ye. So I hope some of you consider doing that. So that's big. For details, you can go to Tapawingo Film on Instagram. That's the best place to go for information. For those of you that haven't been behind the paywall, you might not know about all this shit. And for those of you that have, it is Old Hat. Speaking of old hats, Ant-Man turned me down to come on. I'll tell you what, your boy has been on, your radio pal has been on a roll the past 6 or 7 hours or so. I can't even get into, there's parts of my week that I desperately want to just sit here and scream and yell and complain at you about, but I'm doing this fucking horrible thing that I don't have to do that often. But when I do, I'm really bad at it. And it drives me up the wall and it gives me the vapors and I get the fucking itchies under the skin. And that's being an adult. And that's putting something in this world in front of my own emotions and my own emotional impulsiveness. So my grand impulsiveness. I'm doing that right now, if you can believe it, despite what you hear over the next hour or so. There's just some shit going on in my life that I would love to complain and bitch about to you guys. But there's multiple giant flaming fucking, you know, those big oil drums that people always use to burn their hard drives right before the FBI kicks in the front door. You guys have all seen the movie Edge of Darkness. I'm sure you have, where Mel Gibson's out burning all of his shit in the backyard and Mr. French shows up smoking a cigar. What a great scene. That's what I'm dealing with. Only I got about six of them. I got about six of them just belching carcinogen up into the atmosphere in my back fucking yard. Look like that big power plant next to the bridge that collapses in Mothman Prophecies. If you think I'm not going to name and reference obscure movies throughout the course of this episode, then you are severely mistaken. Thank you to George Hall, who is here, Kevin Smith, who is here, Josh Kim, who is here. I know there's people that get upset when people acknowledge the free chat on shows like this, but I do record this show in front of the YouTube subscribers. That is very cheap. If you'd like to see me sit and do that for whatever reason, you just become a YouTube subscriber. You go to the YouTube channel, you click join. It's pretty fucking cheap. Back catalog's up there and available for you if you would like to peruse. Feel free to peruse. But one of the things that I can talk to you about that left me on Frustration Island, Frustrated Incorporated, I know just what you need. Is both Monk and Anthony. Keep in mind, I didn't even ask them to do the whole fucking episode. I asked them if they wanted to come on and just shoot the shit for 20 minutes because it's a big weekend and there's shit they're going to be at. And I thought maybe we could just talk about it. And both of them had they put me on the pay no mind list. And, you know, the reasons for them, predictable as a hot, muggy Virginia afternoon in late September. I mean, could we get the fuck on with the rest of the year? I will accept winter. I will take it. I will bend over at the waist and I will split my cheeks if old man winter would like to fly straight up my asshole. As much as I love autumn, as much as I love fall, as much as I love wood smoke, as much as I love pumpkin stuff, as much as I love Halloween and leaves turning and football and all the shit and the trappings that come along with it, we don't get that. I don't know if other places in this country get that. I assume they do. I don't know if it's global warming. By the way, I haven't heard anything about global warming in a long time. I haven't heard anything about the ozone layer in a long time. It's all about the climate change. All about the climate change. Can you pass out your fucking doomsday caterwauling handbook that I didn't get a fucking copy of? When you're going to carnival bark the end of the world and try to push your legislature through, can you fucking let me know? We went from UPI, from UFO. I am aware of that. Jokes are now hate speech. Up on it. People that want to pay low taxes and monitor immigration, they're fascists. I'm there. I've got most of the handbooks on this shit. People are really proud to eat avocados. It used to be like roasted red tomatoes. You know, I like to keep up to date on the daily news. Anybody's got a pair of fucking blue light glasses that doesn't fog the fuck up on a fat man's face? Can you point me in the right direction of that brand? I could use that too. Anyway. Enough. I opened the door today for 20 minutes thinking I'd air out the house. There was a bunch of contractors in the house. If I can offer you some advice, don't hire anyone to do anything in your home. Just leave it broken. Leave it not improved. That's what I would say. There isn't one person on earth that I want in my home with their butt crack showing and not stepping on the drop cloths and showing up an hour and a half late and claiming that the job's going to be done in 5 days and it's done in 12 days. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm finished with it. I'm finished with coming downstairs and there's a guy with an air hammer and his butthole out in my kitchen. I just don't want it anymore. I'll deal with old accoutrement. I'll deal with faucets that are corroded, the bromine and the chlorine. I'll deal with it all. I don't have any problem with it any longer. I'll just allow the fixtures to corrode along with me, right? That's what's happening to me. The free radicals. There's only so many of them that we can deal with. I opened the door up because my fucking house was filled with contractor funk. Not P-funk. I would have been fine with that. Not Parliament Funkadelic. That would have been A-OK. It's a very certain type of funk, contractor funk. And I've got a lot of respect for contractors because I used to kind of be one when I was working with my dad on the plumbing truck and you're going into people's homes. I mean, the whole thing is kind of butt awkward. I'm really tired of hearing ranchero music coming through an Android phone. I really am. I'm tired of it. I'm over with it. And I pledge fealty to these people. You guys are more skilled. Guys like me, we got to play by your rules. If you're handy, the rest of us are sucking you off because you're the dinosaur first and foremost. Ain't nobody learning how to do shit no more. Everybody just sits in their basement trying to be an influencer. So like the rest of us that need to hire people to get shit done, those people are in such high demand. They don't got to do nothing they don't want to do. And I'm not even necessarily being all that critical of the people that are working in my home right now. It's just the process is just, it's so unappealing. It's so unappealing having 2 to 3 sweaty gentlemen walking up and down your stairs, having the door propped open, various winged insects that are somehow still around because it's Virginia. And I remember as a kid, we would have a fucking frost by now. And I'm not even talking about Lamagra. I don't even mean the blood god. It's my favorite part of the Blade movie. Where Frost does that. Call it the Frost Jump. I love that shit. Frost, you're nothing to me but another dead vampire. I might go watch Blade after this. I might shut this shit down. This is a free episode. I don't owe you shit. I owe the people paying $12.99 a month shit. I don't owe these motherfuckers shit. I'm doing this out of the kindness. I could spend my evening much better watching motherfuckers try to ice skate uphill. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Like, people complain about winter, but winter is refreshing. I mean, even if you're cold, like waking up in the cold sucks. I get it. Like walking out of your shower when it's cold is unpleasant. And then I don't know if this happens to you, but I get real dry skin after that. And it's just, you know, the winter's not great, but you know, you walk out your front door and whoosh, cool air hits you in the face. That's refreshing. That's an eye opener. You walk out into weather like what we had today, and it's like walking into a fucking armpit. It's like walking into a zombie's outhouse. I mean, shit just don't feel right. Like, I'm showering every day. Who wants that? Jim Jester never wants that, lest anyone be confused. But bring it on, man. Give me fucking late January. I don't give a fuck. I don't even care. Clock's going back. Turn the lights off. Turn them off at 4. Everybody wants to argue about the light or later. Oh, the kids, oh, this or that. That's not the right time. This is the right time. Fuck it. You know, I'm insane. I think that I'd like it to be lighter later into the evening so that people that are knocking off work can still experience some daylight before they go home to their fat wives, their awful kids, and their fucking cats. You know, maybe it'll keep them from blowing their brains out. Every time I open up the USA today, there's a new article about how suicide rates are going up in this fucking country. Well, maybe the reason is we got 6 months straight where in most of this country, the second we knock off, you're plunged into infinite darkness. I'm nuts. I don't think that should, that's the way it should be. I don't think it's something that we decided back when everybody was getting up to farm corn with their 17 fucking kids is the way that we should be doing things now. But fuck it. If it means I can get out of whatever this was today, this 90 degree, 100% humidity bullshit. I put on a hoodie this morning. I'm like, I'm walking down out of the hotel. I was in North Carolina this morning. I'm walking downstairs. I got a big old hoodie on. Very excited. I'm like, man, we're there. We're there. Cowboys are playing the Giants tonight. I'm doing a Halloween hootenanny Saturday. I'm walking down. I'm getting ready to warm up these hands. Maybe they've got a nice piping hot cup of chock full of nuts waiting for me at the desk. I'm all in. Oozing my way right into the whole scene, man. I walk outside, ball bag sweats, flop sweats, grundle sweats, underboob sweats. Fuck. Fuck. Peel that bad boy right off, threw it right into the back of the truck. It's sitting right there. I might go take a picture and show it to the 11 of you that might care. So the bargain I'm willing to make with Mephisto right now is fucking bring it. Extend the winter. If I knew that we could be cool slash cold from September 15th on, I say just turn it into winter. And I'd even fucking extrapolate that over the entire season. That means I'm willing to be at like single digits in fucking February. Whatever it takes. Got blowed off by Anthony and Monk, man, for coming on for 20 minutes. How far has thy star fallen, Shootster? It is what it is. But I'm here for you, you motherfuckers. I'm here for you, and I got a show planned for you. Don't worry. It's not going to be like last night. I did a drunken stream last night. I thought it was going to kill. It might be the worst goddamn show I've ever done. It might be the worst show I've ever done, and that includes Big O and Dukes. That includes overtime with Chad Dukes and Bill Roland. That includes Red Ring of Death Radio. All the episodes where Oscar was making all that shit up. Oh, boy. Yeah, that was a rough one. I was going to delete it. If you'd like to watch it, I left it up there for Facebook subscribers. So if you need more of a reason, my extreme embarrassment is probably reason enough. So go check that out. Oh, we just got an order. Look at this, Robert Blackburn. Thank you so much for picking up some Angler's Coffee, a Milk Barn candle, and a Ponytails and Cocktails t-shirt from CommonwealthDryGoods.com. Friendos, that is fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm only going to beg this one last time, and I'm going to move the fuck on. It would really mean a lot if some of you stopped being aware of how hot it is outside and the fact that I spent the first 15 minutes of this show bitching and moaning and belly aching about the weather conditions, and you sauntered your silly selves on over to CommonwealthDryGoods.com and picked yourself up a brand new Chad Duke Show Solid Dudes crew neck sweatshirt. I swung and missed hard on those. Thought you guys would dig them. Nobody did. I think we've sold four. Giant box of them in the back. It is constantly, when you run a small business with your wife and you swing and miss as hard as that and you got no space on the floor and there's a giant box full of fucking shit that cost you a bunch of money, that simmers. That simmers, Jack. So that'll be my plug. I'm only doing two plugs today on this show. Two plugs. One is for the crew neck sweatshirts. Go buy one, CommonwealthDryGoods.com. I assure you it's a fine garment. I assure you it's very soft and will serve you well in the colder months, despite the fact that I don't believe those are ever going to arrive. And two, yes, it does say public urination on the front, but Jesus Christ, I didn't realize that I was fucking broadcasting to a bunch of nuns. The only other time I had this much trouble selling merch is I was selling a shirt that said The Chad Duke Show, Short Stories and Shrimp Dicks. I think that was the actual writing on the front. And we did not sell those very well. So maybe this one's in that category because it does say public urination and DWIs on the front of this sweatshirt. But go be the judge for yourself and stop being so goddamn selfish and just sweat balls like I've been doing. All right? Resign yourself. Why are you sending super chats on a fucking... Mike from Don't Sleep is a madman. When I clicked the comment area, I was warned that if I comment, people would know that I pay for this content. How happy is that? People will know that you pay for this content because the only place I stream this content is for YouTube members? Is that not already implied because everybody else that's watching this live is in fact a YouTube member? That's very happy, Mike, to coin a phrase. Thank you, buddy, for the 1999 Super Chat. And thank you for being so generous. Mike is one of our sponsors for the Halloween Hootenanny. That is Saturday. Tally Ho Theater. This is my second plug. I told you I'm only doing two plugs. Two plugs, and then I'll get on with it. But it's for a good cause. Three great bands, Reverend Peyton Pie Taster, Sonny Ledford, all for just $25. All of the money. Talio's keeping a little bit of it. I forgot what it was, like 15%, something like that. But everything that I would get, like if I was putting on a show, that's going to Mission 22. So all the money that would be profit from the tickets is going to Mission 22 directly. I don't touch it. I didn't touch the money that the sponsors put in. You asked Mike. Mike came in with a check for the Pie Tasters, handed it right to them. Joe Azer came in with a check to Sonny Ledford. That's going straight to Sonny Ledford. I forget who's supposed to be playing the big damn band, but they haven't done it yet. I got a couple of whales in my life that keep coming up with excuses to not pay. One of them has said they're coming by twice and hasn't come by at all. I'm probably going to be on the hook for some of that shit. Kevin Smith says he wears the shrimp dick shirt a lot. Well, you're one of the few in the proud, my friend. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We'll never print it again. Make sure you dry it inside out. Wash it and dry it inside out so it does not weather, because we ain't printing no backups for that son of a bitch. But anyway, if you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday, consider coming out. Or I don't even give a fuck at this point. If you're in another part of the country, buy a ticket, motherfucker. It goes to the charity. Also, the Jester Spotlight with Ticket Dukes, Sweet Daddy James, Jim Daddy CDs will be their dual CD show. And we have the Halloween Hootenanny 12-inch Krakens Inc. record EP that we're putting out. New music from Pi, new music from Sunny, new music from Rev, and new music from Ponytails and Cocktails. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. There's only 184 of those will be on sale now that there's been some vultures that have been circling around, some buzzards. That'll all be on Saturday. I'll be out there early weeping. I checked in. I think we sold 300 tickets. I believe that motherfucker holds 600 plus. Which I really am having a hard time with. I'm trying to be positive, but I've been in that building when the Pie Tasters have sold it out by their goddamn self. I've been in that building when, if the Reverend Peyton didn't sell it out, it goddamn sure felt like he sold it out. And I believe Sonny Ledford was part of the lineup that sold it out for the Veterans Day Jamboree that I used to do. So what are the variables? What are the constants? What's the one thing that's different from the other? It's hard not to take it personally. But then I got Mike from Don't Sleep fucking willing to chip in $20, and it makes it all better. Thank you, Mike. Keeping our coffers lined, Jack. All right. I told you we're just doing two plugs. That's it. Go buy a sweatshirt, CommonwealthDryGoods.com. Come out to the fucking concert. Oh, also, I plugged the Tapawingo. I'd like you to go see Tapawingo, too. If it's Friday and you're in Richmond, go see Tapawingo. All right. Make Dylan look good. He's a nice man. He put me in a movie. I don't know why. You looking at this face? You looking at this, Poonam? So I do have a lot I want to address or undress here on the program today. One of the things is I tried three separate times. If you listen to the Chad Duke Show, you probably heard all three times this week. Thank you to those of you that sub to talk about the Thunderbolts trailer, on the Chad Duke Show. And none of the fucking morons, God bless them. God bless them. I did some great shows this week with some great guys. Hotman Ted did a great job. Steve Jacks did a great job. I thought Ant-Man was funny. Chester did a great job on the Fortress Frankenstein Society, giving that shit set up. Really had fun with that. Loud Goat, Handsome Matty Tube Steaks. There's been some really, I think, four really solid shows this week. I don't always feel that way, but I did feel that way this week about the Chad Duke Show. But I tried to talk about that Thunderbolts trailer with all of those fucking pieces of shit. And it was like I asked them, what do they find in Tutankhamun's tomb? Nobody knew shit. Nobody knew nothing. What's the land speed record for an ostrich inside of a fucking desert yacht? You know, I'm not expecting you to have that information. These are all thick-waisted nerds. How's none of them walked past a movie website over the past couple of days? So I will speak to that with you all because I know that I can just sit here and bloviate and you have to let it wash over you. But before we get to that, and no disrespect, fan of radio, but that's what stupid people call it, Marvel Suicide Squad. Let me tell you something, dickhead, and I mean that with all affection. You know how much I love you. You went 0-2 on Suicide Squad, and you pimped both of those movies, and they were both flops. One epic, the other one not as much, but still embarrassing film. So the fact that you still sit here and pimp out those movies and act like Marvel Thunderbolt, what the fuck ever, dude? You go ahead and rest easy at night calling Deadpool a ripoff of Deadstroke, and you tell me how many fucking boxes that checks for you. God, the fact that you would still sit there and stand for that fucking universe is so laughable to me. They're both equal piles of dog shit at this point, with tiny little kernels of corn that might be redeemable. And one of them is Deadpool and Wolverine. So I assume everybody here has seen Deadpool and Wolverine. It's grossed $1.31 billion worldwide at the box office, highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. It passed The Avengers to become the fifth highest grossing MCU film of all time at the domestic box office. Think about that. Think about that. Think about what that means. That PG-13 is for lowbrow, water-headed children and their parents. PG-13 is a barrier for no one. Nobody doesn't take a kid to see a PG-13 movie. Not nobody, not know how. Rated R, gory as fuck, two aggro, testosterone-filled dudes. There's a lot of reasons in 2024 for people to have been upset by this movie. People pretend like they don't want men to be action heroes. People pretend like this isn't exactly what comic book fans want. They try to act like comic book fan demographics have altered drastically, maybe a little bit. There was a lot technically working against Deadpool and Wolverine, if you are to believe the horse shit that we read on websites such as MovieWeb. Now, of course, it is all horse shit. And it made close to $1.5 billion. So that should be to the surprise of nobody. So they mentioned some of the viral things about the movie, the bye 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 dance, the Channing Tatum. Oh boy, I'm about to make a name of myself here. I'm about to make a name of myself here. I don't know that I've seen that enough on the internet. I don't know that enough people have optioned that gif and tried to make it about,
oh, when I walk into the Golden Corral and I see they put out a brand new bin of French toast sticks, oh, I'm about to make a name for myself here.
You know, but people are excited about those sorts of things. People are excited to regurgitate other people's work on social media and then post, who did this? Who did this? Like it's some sort of a bulletproof shield from the fact that you just ripped off somebody's shit. Who did this? Really cool Photoshop. Well, it wasn't you, motherfucker. I always respond to those the same. Whenever RG3 is a big who did this guy. Whenever somebody responds or puts up a tweet with a fucking meme or a gif, who did this? Not you. Like Jerry Seinfeld to Bob fucking, is the brain turned off? Bob, holy shit. Bonfire? Voice sounds just like Jim Norton. Bald head? Looks different every time I see him. Ow, my knee, man. Friends with Dane Cook. Went on Tourgasm. Hosts Cumtown. Nobody in the chat's going to help me. My brain is just going to sit here and fucking melt in front of you. No one's going to throw me a rope. No one's got a vine for me. All right. I'll go to the fucking internet. Now you're going to sit here and listen to me fucking Google. You're going to sit here and listen to me Google. And it won't come up. Jim Norton, Pat Reynolds, please take a moment. Go back and listen to this episode after it comes up. And then have the appropriate amount of shame. Boy, are you guys embarrassing. Kevin Smith, you of all people. Did nobody listen to Opie and Anthony? Nobody listened to Opie and Anthony in this whole chat? Bob Kelly, thank you, Chad Prather. Thank you for restoring my faith in humanity. I love how I said, sounds like Jim Norton. Pat Reynolds says, Jim Norton. Kevin Smith says, Big J Okerson. Presumably because he was just on fucking Joe Rogan. None of you know the not you story? Holy shit, you have some homework. Go to the internet. Go to YouTube, type in all those phrases. Type in, ow, my knee, man, Bob Kelly. Type that in. You're going to love it. I don't even know why I brought up Bob Kelly at this point. All right. So, Disney is apparently not going to rest on its laurels. They are submitting Deadpool and Wolverine to the Golden Globes in the comedy category. That includes Best Actor for Ryan Reynolds and Best Supporting Actor for Hugh Jackman. That's interesting. I don't know that I would necessarily view Hugh Jackman as a supporting actor in that film. If anything, he's as much of a draw. Dare I say it, if not more. Certainly the sizzle is the fact that those two are together, bare minimum, but whatever. Disney is also going to submit and campaign Hugh Jackman in Supporting Actor for several awards, including the Screen Actors Guild, Critics' Choice, and the Academy Awards. The Academy Awards. The Oscars. That's pretty fucking cool, isn't it? Ain't no way he's gonna win. He's got muscles. He's handsome. He's straight. Everybody went to see this movie. Yeah, he's got a lot working against him. Hugh Jackman's got a lot working against him. That's pretty cool. Disney hopes that Deadpool and Wolverine will be locked for the Best Comedy or Musical Gold category nomination. There was a lot of singing in that fucking movie. As 2016's Deadpool scored a nomination in the same category, Deadpool and Wolverine will also look to submit nominations primarily for technical categories like visual effects and production design. I, you know, as far as paving the way for this shit, I would assume Joker, what was it? Dark Knight. Did Black Panther get a nomination for Best Picture? Did one of the Avengers films get a nomination for Best Picture? I don't recall. This is a very violent movie. A very gory movie. A movie that was made for comic book fans. A movie that was made for adults. A movie that was made for action movie fans. And a movie that was made, let's be honest, for dudes in their 35 to 45. There's kids that enjoyed it. There's people of all walks of life that enjoyed it. But if you want to look at the demographic that goes to see these movies, we all know that. If this movie, because there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, people thought that this movie signified a return to Marvel to climb down off of that proverbial high horse, to climb down off that soapbox it's been on for the past 5 years, where the message it's trying to convey is way more important to them than the product it's actually putting out into movie theaters. And I would say that's kind of across the board for the most part, with a couple of exceptions. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, what else? Probably that last Spider-Man movie, but nothing else. And then it's gotten so bad that they can't even get other projects greenlit. You know, they cannot figure out how to make a Blade movie, which is fucking unbelievable, because the Blade movies made shitloads of money before this whole thing came together. Ain't nobody knew who Blade was, and Blade movies were cash and fat checks. Stacking that fucking paper. They still can't get out of their own way. They've had that Ironheart show just sitting inside their jockstrap rat hole someplace. They're terrified to release it. So Deadpool and Wolverine comes out. And we're like, oh, man, they've righted the ship. And then, holy shit, they're bringing back the Russos to direct Avengers movies. You got Robert Downey Jr. whipping off the Doctor Doom mask. We're like, holy shit. They want us to like these movies again. They're going to stop screaming at us and calling us hate mongers because, you know, we want them to stay true to the source material. You know, it felt pretty good. I'm not particularly into the whole Fantastic Four bit, but it seemed like people were enjoying some of that content. Not for me. I will not be partaking in those films. But felt like we were in a better place. Then there's the stuff they still have got to kind of flush out of the... You know, if you haven't ran a fucking motor in a long time and it's something chitty chitty bang bang starting up, you got to flush the lines out. I don't know if you guys ever turn off the main water valve in your home. But when you turn it back on and you go up to take a shower, it sounds like the world is ending because there's all this air in the lines and it's going to vomit all that shit out. I assume that's what Agatha and everything after, whatever the name of that horse shit is. I assume that's Thunderbolts. You know, we're going to have to wait and see. They had shit all over. They had air bubbles in the lines when they pulled that main water valve back on with Deadpool and Wolverine. And we're going to have to shit all that into the atmosphere. So I think everybody needs to pump the brakes, but a renewed sense of, oh wow, this is what everybody wants would certainly occur, or at least be reinforced, if Deadpool and Wolverine is bagging Golden Globes. God forbid an actor in one of these movies that hasn't died picks up an Oscar. I'd be for that. I thought my heart was dead. I thought that I couldn't love again, but I'd like to see that. Pat Reynolds, $1.99 super chat. Thank you. Mistake tax. No problem, brother. Mistakes are something that we all do and that we all owe $1.99 for. So if you're in this room and you've committed a mistake, you know what to do. Brent Copeland, $1.99, mentioning Suicide Squad tax. Yeah. There's two of those movies, Fan of Radio. So I need another $1.99 super chat. Thank you. Oh, I'm going to put a big starfish looking fucking thing in. I'm weird as shit.
I'm weird as fuck. Fan of radio will love this shit. Everything looks like a vagina. I'm weird as shit. I'm going to change some characters, but not the other characters, and bring in these characters. And then Peacemaker's going to sing and dance. Is there one dude that can bench press more than 225 that doesn't have to embarrass the shit out of themselves dancing and singing in a superhero movie? I'll fucking wait. For those of you that don't follow professional wrestling, that used to be the way Vince would fucking punish people, is he'd make you go out and get into a dance competition out in the middle of the ring and embarrass the fuck out of you in front of the audience. That's every dude that, like, you know, could get fucking 245 up on incline bench press. You know, they'll actually put a bench out when you're auditioning to be Drax the Destroyer. And if you can throw up 245 incline, well, then you just got to be the butt of jokes for over about 7 or 8 fucking movies. Just the way it goes. The other thing about Deadpool and Wolverine is, and here's where the Academy Awards, this is why nobody watches and nobody cares and their ratings go down each and every year and it doesn't matter at all, because it appears that they loathe the actual audience. They certainly do not give a shit. There used to be signs of relevance from them when Gladiator would get nominated, Avatar would get nominated, Two Towers would get nominated, something like that. And they'd even win from time to time. Braveheart picking up a win, Christopher Nolan flick, whatever. They would acknowledge the fact that these movies are for human beings and not dotties, not tubers. There should be an Academy Award, an Oscar, that simply is titled, "Thank you for making the rest of this stuck-up, pedantic, fucking horseshit, masturbatory jack-off session that we do every year possible." It's a little wordy. You might have to put 2 brass plaques on the base of that bad boy. I've heard that they're very hefty and they can substantially hold more than they actually scribble into the base of the statue itself. But they already should have been doing this, and I'll tell you when they should have started. It was after Maverick. It was after Top Gun Maverick. Not only did Top Gun Maverick have to beat back fucking tides and bullshit and fucking movies where everything can't be Maverick, it's got to be Maverick's daughter. They had to fight that tsunami back. They had to literally fight to get people back into theaters when that happened with COVID. And so then the following year, Dune should have gotten that. The Dune sequel. Sands of Worms, or whatever it's called. Dune 2, Sands and Worms. That is a board game I would play. I would just reskin Chutes and Ladders and call it Sands and Worms. And then whenever somebody was beating me in Sands and Worms, I would go, "Slide down the worm." And then they would have to, you know, because of the bit from the movie. I think that would be a nice way for the Academy Awards to keep their pomposity. Like, we're going to have to, there's an Ethiopian amputee that's deaf and lives on an asteroid. They have to win Best Actress. But this movie made $1 billion, allowing all of these other movies to have life. People still want to go to movie theaters because of Dune 2, because of Deadpool and Wolverine. Shit, because of Barbie. You know? I think that would be a nice way. Because there's no Academy Award for comedy. There's no Academy Award for best sci-fi or fantasy or best horror movie. You know the lengths you have to go to? You have to Ari Aster the fuck out of that shit. You wouldn't even have a hope of getting a horror movie to get nominated for one of the real, and I'm not talking about sound editing. I'm not talking about visual effects. Those are nice, and I'm happy for the people that win them. But I'm talking about the ones where you put the big sticker on the outside of the physical copy. You're going to have a Criterion Collection. There's a big sticker at the top that says Denzel Washington, Best Actor. And all these movies that are busy just keeping the fucking lights on while everybody else is jacking off into a bug zapper, maybe it's time for them to get noticed. Who made the most money this year?
Thank you. How about that? How about, all right, you don't want to spring for a statue. Those things look expensive. Someone's got to carry it all the way out to their car. It could be used to bludgeon leaving. That's obscure. How about at the end of the movie? We spend 4 minutes honoring dead people, unless you don't like them, and then they don't get included in your little montage. But at the end of the show, after the 762 Trump jokes, somebody, Jimmy Kimmel, Billy Crystal, Ricky Gervais, I don't know, Ellen DeGeneres, they stand up and say, by the way, this movie kept a lot of people in business. This movie kept the lights on in a lot of movie theaters, so a lot of fucking popcorn. Thank you. And thank you to everyone that makes movies that make money, because we certainly honor a lot of movies that don't. Well, I don't. And it brings me to the Thunderbolts trailer. For those of you that don't know who the Thunderbolts are, as fan of radio so aptly put, they are the Suicide Squad of Marvel. Honestly, if I'm being honest, I have no idea which one came first. I also don't give a shit. That's for waterheads that argue if PlayStation or Xbox are better. I don't, neither one of them cuts me a check at the end of the month. You spend all day telling me that your Android is better than my iPhone. You're right. I'm wrong. I don't give a shit. My iPhone is easy to use. And when I'm in a group chat with people that all have iPhones, I can name the group chat and assign a photo. And I know that when I send videos through, they won't come through all tiny on the other end. And when one of you fucking hipster asshole interlopers get involved, it just fucks up everything. And then every time I ask a shithead that's got an Android, why do you have an Android? It is never, not once, because they perform better, because they look better, they have a better camera, they've got a better operating system, the apps load. I'll never own anything Apple. I call it the Biker Sean. The Biker Sean. I'll never own anything Apple. Then you don't ever own anything Apple. Thank you. And continue to ruin every text conversation you're in. I got no loyalty to Apple. You think I like the fact that every time I buy a fucking MacBook, it's $2,000 and dies in 5 years? I don't enjoy that. But the shit works and it's easy to use. That's it. It's the end of my loyalty. So a fan of radio wants to go through his day thinking Suicide Squad predated Thunderbolts. It did. Congratulations. That shark guy, I'm sure he's better than Baron Zemo. I'm sure he is. Now, none of those fuckers in the Thunderbolts are in the Thunderbolts. I don't want to hear your shit. None of them were even good villains in any of the movies they were in, outside the Winter Soldier. Outside of Bucky, none of those fucking characters deserve to have any more time. And I love Kurt Russell's kid. I really do. I think he's a good actor. I think he looks like Kurt Russell. I think that U.S. agent character probably could be written fairly cool. It ain't going to work. It didn't work in the show. It ain't going to work here. And by the way, big ups to them continuing to act like everybody watches those fucking Marvel MCU shows. Everybody watches those Disney shows. The homework that you are going to need to watch this fucking Thunderbolts movie is unbelievable. They're bringing back villains from years ago from movies of no consequence. No consequence. Ant-Man and the Wasp. The Black Widow movie that was so bad and bombed so horribly that Natasha Romanoff sued fucking Marvel. Scarlett Johansson. Bleh. You're going to have to go back and watch so much shit, and then you're going to have to go back and watch Disney Plus shows. You're going to have to do. So it's all a bag of shit. And then it already looks like everything else. It looks like all the Marvel movies. We've already seen them fight. You're not going to outdo Civil War. Nobody cares that Ghost is fighting the Crimson Dynamo. We barely remember these people. We saw Tony Stark and Steve Rogers almost kill each other, and Captain America put his shield through Tony Stark's fucking mechanical fusion reactor chest. It's not shocking anymore. But they're villains. Okay. Do it the real way. Do you have any idea how many fucking great story arcs there are and how many great teams there are with the Thunderbolts? The one that they're borrowing from, if you guys don't know anything about the Sentry could be a motherfucker. The little wispy fucking androgynous loser that they showed in the poster, that they showed briefly in the trailer, Bob. They could build phase 5 completely around the Sentry. They love to do a bit. They love to do a bit where they take a little tiny slice out of a monstrous story arc that could sustain them. It would be like you're on an island dying and a beef liver washes up on the sand. You pick it up, take a tiny little nibble out of it, toss it back into the fucking ocean where it is devoured by seagulls. That is what they are doing with Planet Hulk. It's what they're doing with Secret Invasion. Giant, huge, deep, rich storytelling that would absolutely translate to another audience, a mass appeal audience. The Thunderbolts are part of one of the greatest stories in the history of the Marvel comic book universe. When fucking Norman Osborn recruits them to be the Avengers. And they attack Asgard, and the Sentry is there. It's all there. And now these dumb motherfuckers own all this shit. They own the X-Men. They own the Fantastic Four. They can use all these characters. And that's the trailer we get, those losers. No disrespect, there's some actors in that fucking show, that movie, that are decent, that I'm glad get the opportunity. I'm sure it's nice. And I do think Sebastian Shaw's Bucky Barnes, I think that's a great character. I think it's one of the reasons why he's lasted and gotten his own television show, and they keep bringing him back. But Christ, who else in that trailer do you give two squirts of fucking piss about? God damn. Android tax from Rooster Cockburn, $2. Thank you. Man, I'm fine with you having a fucking Android. Just don't base your identity on it. Motherfuckers won't base their identity on the types of phones that they talk into and the laptops they own. Dukes, Mountain Cabin in Tennessee or Outer Banks House? Brother, either one sounds good to me this week. Thank you for the $9.99 Super Chat McRoller pick. Either one of them. I'm thinking Mountain House in Tennessee at this point. I really need to be away. I think this is the only way I want to deal with anyone. This. What I'm doing with you guys right now. I enjoy interacting with McRoller Pig. I enjoy interacting with Pat Reynolds and Brett Copeland and Josh Kim and Based Kothar. Anyone that is in here watching me do this, the free episode, the free Friday episode, I really am enjoying this. Like, I had a really fucking annoying day. I won't say a terrible day because no one got diagnosed with fucking cancer. My dog didn't get run over. I'm trying to have perspective, but it was annoying as fuck. And this is nice. Like, I'm enjoying this. So, I love the Outer Banks. But I would have to get down. I mean, dude, I was down there today. And it was like it was July. All the businesses were full. It's 85 degrees out. There are people on the beach at 8:30 in the morning. I love it. But, man, I got to get down there like November. And then I got to be wheels up in April. As soon as these mouth breathers from fucking Pennsylvania start heading that way, I'm out, bitch. Hitting that ejector. You're going to see the rocket. Yeah, Mountain Cabin in Tennessee. The only problem with that is I really do love grocery stores. Like, I really love going into grocery stores and perusing. And if you're up on a mountain, you're probably going to be about 30 minutes bare minimum from one of those, even in Tennessee, if you're outside of Gatlinburg or any of those places. So it's a great question, man. If you see any that look like they got my name on them, shoot me a fucking message. I'm about wheels up. And then also, like, if I'm being honest, my audience is eroding. I don't see me adding a bunch of new people with a paywall up, and I need the paywall to pay my bills. So I'm kind of in this catch 22 situation. So, like, part of the reason why I stay here is because if I hold events, hopefully people will come out to them. But as that is happening less and less, it's like, man, I can fucking be in the woods and do this show. You know, I could be in the woods and do this show and drive back to Flying Ace 4 times a year and do a live show. Like, I can fucking make that happen. I don't know. It's something that I've been thinking about. I'm not committed to it. I enjoy my shop. I enjoy my studio. I enjoy being able to interact with listeners in person, so we'll see. But here's the fucking answer to your question. Both sound really good right now. Thank you. Kevin Smith, $5. Thank you, bud. Mistake tax and Android tax. I'll watch the new Crow and Disney Plus show. Is it? So, Kevin, you're going to watch the new Crow movie and Echo as a punishment? I love that idea. I love the idea if somebody fucks up, they have to watch Echo tape to tape. They got to put the new Crow, the reboot, the Crow reboot on, and you've got to watch it and then write a 500-word review. That is a great idea, Kevin. Thank you for the $5 super chat. No more taxes. Nobody needs to add any taxes in here. That we stay for Solid Dudes on Friday night. Oh, I lied. Third plug. Both Types of Sports. If you are listening to this show today, there was a brand new episode of Both Types of Sports. Sean Salisbury was our guest. He comes on every week. If you like me talking about football, I try not to do it as much over here now because I'm doing a football show. And I know it's not the cut of everybody's jib that listens to this program. A lot of you came over from Big O and Dukes and other places. So I don't want to fucking blow your ears out with football talk. But if you like me talking football, this is a free show. You get iTunes or Spotify, type in Both Types of Sports, or just go to X or IG and follow Both Types Sports at Both Types Sports. We do at least a couple episodes a week. And we go live on Sundays now. I see a lot of you guys over there on Sundays. I appreciate you swinging by. I love those live Sunday shows in between hand. Those are a shitload of fun. Point being is the Thunderbolts is a fantastic property with a huge cast. Like, there's a lot of different iterations of the Thunderbolts with a lot of different people that you've heard. Like, Deadpool was in the Thunderbolts. The Punisher was in the Thunderbolts. Electro was in the Thunderbolts. The Red Hulk was in the Thunderbolts. There's just like all types of limitless potential, and yet they continue to just cram these side characters down our throats. And I got to imagine, whenever they would option a side character in the actual books, in the comic books, and it would flame out, it couldn't cost as much. It could not cost as much as when you fuck up Agatha and everything after, or Echo, or Iron Fist, or whatever the fuck. The fact that Daredevil is still in the suspended animation that it's been in ever since he got cucked by the fucking She-Hulk. Daredevil is a big deal, friendos. He's not a guy that should be in this much of a turmoil, much of a quagmire, a boondoggle. I will speak briefly about a matter of football. As I'm recording this, there's a football game on. How big of a football fan can I be? I know, right? I don't understand what in the shit the Miami Dolphins are doing. It looks like Skylar Thompson is going to play again. Tua Tagovailoa, of course, still on IR. He started, Thompson did, against Seattle, 13-19, 107 yards before getting knocked out. They signed that Brett Hundley kid off of the practice squad of the Ravens. He wasn't ready to go. They got injuries across the board, but I don't understand what they're doing. I don't understand, A, why they didn't have a better backup quarterback. If we've looked at the NFL over the past couple of seasons, having a Joe Flacco ready to go was incredibly valuable, right? Having a Gardner Minshew, not this year, but last year, ready to go if you're in Indianapolis was incredibly valuable, right? You saw the Rams go in with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like there were teams that treated this like it was a serious matter, serious franchises. Miami has got a quarterback that's had multiple concussions that we're aware of. They knew he was one concussion away from potentially never playing again. And they went into the season with Skylar Thompson. How are you a serious franchise if that's the case? I don't understand it. Look at Dalton in Carolina this past week. They had unforeseen circumstances. They had to get rid of Bryce Young. They had to get him out of there. Andy Dalton goes in and Red Rockets the shit out of that motherfucker. Looks like it's 2016. I don't know how many times this lesson needs to be taught in the NFL, but specifically, if you are the Miami Dolphins, loaded to bear with weapons, ready to go, hey, this is our year. We don't do it here. We're never going to do it. Look at all these guys we've got, these receivers, these running backs. And you've got nothing behind Tua Tagovailoa. Guy that's 5'10", put together one healthy year last year. You think he's cured his reputation. Why haven't they signed Ryan Tannehill? I don't care if Ryan Tannehill is saying, I want to start the rest of the year. You go to him and say, look, we don't even know if Tua's ever going to play again. Here's more money than you deserve. You got two options here. You can either, first of all, you're way behind. Like the second Tua decides to lower his shoulder into DeMar Hamlin and knock himself out of his career, pick up the fucking phone. You're calling to see if Garoppolo's available. You're calling to see, hey, you just lost horribly. Jacoby Brissett, New England, you willing to trade him? You sticking with Deshaun all year? Is Jameis somebody maybe we could take a look at? Cleveland? Who's the kid that started all those games for Cincinnati last year? I'm saying there's options. I'm saying there's things that should have already happened. And if you're resigned to your fate, let's just say they're looking at this team. They're looking at the schedule. And they don't like what they see. I don't like what I see. Maybe the owner's like, I don't like this head coach anymore. I don't know. Anything could be happening behind the scenes. Are you putting together a package for Bryce Young? Because that's another way you can go. Let's get this kid that's shell-shocked, give him two or three of the best wide receivers in the league, a couple of the best backs when they're healthy. Maybe that's the way he builds back his career. If you're like, this season, it ain't going to click. We invested too much in Tua. We gave him all this money. And I don't like patting myself on the back. For those of you that listen to this show, you know I'm never going to do it. I'm going to wait for somebody else. Hulk Hogan told me, if you're not going to put yourself over, brother, who is? I remember after they paid Tua and after they paid Trevor Lawrence, after they paid all of these fucking Jagaloons, I said I wouldn't pay any of them. I wouldn't pay any of these motherfuckers that got paid this offseason. Go through the list. Go down the list. I'd pay Joe Burrow. I'd pay Patrick Mahomes. I don't got a problem paying Matt Stafford, even at this age. I'd pay that fucking tank in Buffalo. Do you know how short the list is of quarterbacks that I would give $50 million to? And I got news for you. Dak Prescott ain't on that list. And if Dak Prescott ain't on that list, then Tua Tagovailoa definitely ain't on that list. And Trevor Lawrence, by certain, is not on that list. I said that shit. A lot of people did too, but I said it also. Imagine if they lose to the Titans this week. 0-3 Titans. Remember when they lost to them last year? Remember what that looked like? Remember the state that Tennessee was in? Jorge Gonzalez says, I'm excited about Saturday night. Man, Saturday night's going to be live. See what I did there? Scary Octopus Records, Halloween Hootenanny, Tally Ho Theater, doors at 7, music at 7:30. Big Damn Band, Pie Taster, Sonny Ledford, releasing a record. It better sell out. You motherfuckers better buy it. Also, Spotlight with Diggin' Dukes, Jim Daddy. All that's going down. Last one of these I will ever do. Not a threat, just a promise. So I hope you guys come on out. It's going to be a great time. I know we're going to have fun. I know I'm going to have fun. I know you're going to have fun. It's for a great cause. I'm very, very happy to be raising money for this cause again. I'm very happy you guys are going to be buying tickets. And that money goes towards that cause. Makes me feel like less of a gigantic scumbag piece of shit. And it's good to know that we're doing good work. So hope you all are planning on attending. If not, maybe you make a donation. I don't know. It's up to you. We still got the Halloween Hootenanny glasses at Commonwealth Dry Goods. If you'd like to stop on by this weekend and pick one up, we will be open Saturday. For those asking, we'll be open Saturday and Sunday. There are people coming in from town to go to the show, to go to the Tapawingo screening. So we're going to be open in case you want to stop by the shop. All right. Leave a 5-star review. Come on. What I would suggest you do is go to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribe. I ask the people that listen. Don't ask the people that just hate me because they're just going to say it sucks. But ask the people that listen if the subscription fee is worth it. I mean, just ask them. I don't make a case for myself. The case that I will make is I don't miss episodes. I had a shitload of shit to do this week. I had to go out of town. I had to do everything. We got all 4 episodes out. And we're doing this episode, and we're doing the football shows. Drinking on the Deck. I didn't miss that shit. Brand new Drinking on the Deck Saturday at 2. Catastrophe Radio, if you'd like to listen to that. Pregame. A lot of the artists. Yo! You're going to hear it, the Halloween Hootenanny. We're playing it on Catastrophe Radio this week on Drinking on the Deck, my music show. I think you'll dig it. The fuck is going on, Headlock Gaming? Headlock Gaming going to be in the building for the Halloween Hootenanny? Get the shit out of here. Kevin Smith, you hear that? McRoller Pig, you hear that? Man. Watching the Cowboys attack. $1.99 Super Chat. Hey, man, you want to go screen and screen. I'm about to go watch that game. What's the score? If people are listening to this on Friday, they're going to be bitter that I'm doing live Cowboys-Giants scoring updates as the show's going on. Thank you, Jorge. McRoller Pig, $4.99. BTOS betting segment, fade tour, follow low, Dukes. I've hit my last 3. Started off rough this season, but I've hit my last 3 picks. I might release a pick or 2 tomorrow. If you ask me nicely. Thank you for the super chat, brother man, brother man. Drunk YouTube comment, follow low. Yeah. Sorry, bud. Don't worry about it. All right. Make sure you say hi to Headlock Gaming if you're coming out to the Halloween Hootenanny. I don't know why he's flying all the way up, except he's for a fucking incredibly solid dude. Headlock, I've been getting wrecked by Cyrex and Sector on fucking Combat League all afternoon. 14-9, not a bad game. Daniel Jones doesn't look bad. Amen. As long as he looks good enough to beat the Cowboys, I'm all in. All right, very good. If you are taking this episode for free, all I ask is that you leave a 5-star review on iTunes and check out some of the other stuff I'm doing, both types of sports, Chad Duke Show, Scary Octopus Records, Virginia Pizza Crusade, Commonwealth Dry Goods, Jesus Christ. Maybe I should pick a lane, huh, motherfucker? Maybe I should pick a lane. Good Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise. I'll see you guys tomorrow at the Talio Theater. Thank you to everybody that watched live on YouTube. If you'd like to watch live when I record the Free Friday episode, just become a member. It's $4.99. It's pretty cheap. Go to youtube.com/Chad Duke Show. We'd like to hit 3,000 subscribers by the end of the year. If it don't happen, it don't happen. I will see you out at the Hootenanny, my turkeys, or we'll be letting it rip. Till then, roll out the trash cans.
You know what I always say? Time to that offensive you. Ta-da to fucking you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.